Right, Spammy Girls has been again pula puli pa engumeni. Kanti ke, chilo ndati emva kwengoma sawuthetha naye umfundisi uThandi. Ezawuthetha kunye nathi about email etiquette. Mina ngiqala ngicinga ngizalibiza ke la gama cause liyathanda ubhidisa etiquette. No, no. Email etiquette. Now, mfundisi, le opportunity ndiyifumene. I need to communicate with these people ke ngoku. Ndiyacinga into yokubana nezi zinto ze-emails zizo mhlawumbi ezibangela ubana sibe disqualified as much as unazo ezi qualifications zidingekayo okanye i-attributes ezidingekayo wena as a person. But ke ngoku abanye bethu sibhuda pha kwi-email and ke ngoku unfortunately kwezi ndawo sifuna kuzo i-opportunities ngabantu ngabantu aba-different who are expecting us to conduct izinto professionally. Now, ke ngoku siye sibhude xa kuphayana thina. Ndicela ukusifundisa ke ngoku, how do I, what is the structure of a proper email? Ndifuna siqale apho into yokuba, i-structure se-email e-proper sithini?
Okay. And yabulela kakhulu wethu Siwa. You know, it sounds very small, le nto sithetha ngayo e-email, but it's something that can make or break an opportunity for someone. It can make or break i-career yomntu. Athi umntu on the verge, yofumana umsebenzi okanye yofumana that business opportunity, but based that i-email yakhe is informal, ngamanye amaxesha i-email ibhalwe nge-SMS language, i-email ibhaliwe nje ne-grammar ayikho right, uyabona. So these are the tips endinazo wena Siwa, ba must understand ba i-email yenye ye most efficient way of communication in a business environment.
Okay.
Whether you are applying for a job okanye ufuna i-opportunity mhlambi yemali, whether yibhasari okanye mhlambi there is something you are trying to communicate or it's just a business opportunity. So it is one of the most effective, especially kule xesha siphila kulo ngoku, that i-COVID has presented us with an opportunity. But singabisa bangabantu abanqonqozayo ezindaweni, uyabona, singena ko-Zoom ngoku sibhala i-email, senza Microsoft Teams and all of that. So it is also a tool okanye a platform you maintain a relationship. It's a platform that you use to be able to present yourself. It is the very first thing that abantu abayifundayo ngawe that represents you and represents ba wena ungubani, ufuna ntoni, uyaphi, and how do you view the organization and wena uziphethe njani. So it is a very important tool. So i-email ke etiquette ihamba ngolu hlobo. Xa ubhala i-email yakho you must always have your subject line. Your subject line must be brief. Your subject line must be straight to the point. It must be what this email is all about. For instance, if uti application for vacancy, we have one application for vacancy, semicolon, deputy director, reference. Those you don't have to put in your email. So that you don't have to say, okay, application is vacancy. But you must not make a full sentence. Choose, banga tu pali headline. Ka upala email yako, ka upala is subject line. Because every email must have a subject line. A lot of emails were never opened because they were kumbula umuntu ndihleli on the other side of the office ndifunda i-emails ezininzi that are coming from different people from different people across all 9 provinces. And so xa i-email ingena subject line andizuyivula because it will be izawuba ngathi chitha ixesha lam, uyabona. So it's very important email must have a subject line to inform the user on the other side okanye the one who is going to read what is the subject matter. We are born, but email that does not have a subject line is likely to be deleted. Okay, it is likely to go to a junk email. So it's very important. Secondly, ibalulekile banga ba umuntu atreate imbalelwano ebizwa ngoba email like a business letter.
Okay.
Because as banditshilo kuwe into banangaba yinto lena that represents you, yinto that also shows an impression to the company that you are taking them, you respect them, you respect their culture, we are respect the opportunity and you are looking forward to do business with them or you are looking forward to be part of their company. So it must be as professional as possible. So treat it like a business letter. Do not use the SMS language as the or I babbling the small letters and then you're supposed to be saying I you are supposed to say you, then when instead of saying Y O U usuke wena ubhale uyu lona ungu ngesixhosa. So those are things that are actually eziye umuntu abantu bangaba lo muntu is not serious, is not taking this opportunity. So no SMS language. Also proofread email yakho, uyiplane before uyibhale, don't just write. email and don't write a love letter ku email so yi proofread email yako so as bandisisho ku ndibanga ba email yako must be formal it must be a very formal email ngoba email is something that is used as a business communication tool because lokho into ibizangabiza ba informal buza uva subhale ku WhatsApp kanye ku SMS okanye yabona uye ku Snapchat okanye uye ku Telegram and all of that but because this is who you are representing yourself secondly xa ubhala ku email don't do this thing that we call cyberbullying
okay
yabona lani bangaba uthi I've been applying for this job I trust that this time you will answer my email because I've been sending my CV on numerous occasions and I have not been receiving any response yabona ntanjengale you are bullying now the other person on the other side that is called cyberbullying bane writer babantu banangaba no matter how qualified you are and ubi CV yakhe jongeka inhle kangakanani na noba u professional kangakanani bane write into bangaba bangayivulela email because kaloku ngoku uyababhulisha ubaphusha kwikona abangafuna uzibona bekuyo because wena ngoku you are the one that is writing power is on your side so no cyberbullying do not shout on emails do not use capital letters use sentence cases ikona ke lanto xa ufuna emphasize let's say for instance usemsebenzini ubhalela mhlambi let's say uleader e teams okanye you are just writing to a colleague ubhale into bangaba as reminded you were supposed to submit this document by 5 o'clock yesterday but you did not uthi ubhala ngecapital letters ugqiba ubeke exclamation mark ezininzi and then kwabanye abantu bade bafake no red bade la 5 p.m. bekuthiwa fanusa bade bambhale you are now doing what we call cyberbullying uyababhulisha abanye abantu there's a specific way of communicating emsebenzini uyabona so ukho indlela ibona icapital letters zinika la impression ifana nomuntu obhala ku Facebook ngecapital letters uyabashout abantu obhala ngecapital letters use sentence cases sentence case all the time I must always be in capital letters those are the words that must be in capital letters I mean there are specific words that must be written in capital letters uyabona like the names of towns
uyabona
into njenga leyo the names the first name of a person the first capital the first word xa usithi sisa u s umbhala ngecapital letter but you can't just write the entire sentence ubhala a professional business email uyibhale ngecapital letters you are doing what we call cyberbullying xa ufuna emphasize izinto uno emphasize izinto uthi let's say the document was expected to be submitted by 5 p.m. mhlawumbe uvesku highlight la 5 p.m. umfake nje umunderline you are now using what as a point of emphasis okanye mhlawumbe umfake ku quotation marks okanye mhlawumbe uvesku bold uyabona okanye uvesku italicize but do not shout ku email those are things that you must always be paying attention to no emojis because azinto ukuthiwa zi emojis esiyasisebenzisa azinto sibhala show fika izandla ziphakamiswe phezulu okanye ufike ukho unodoli ngathi uyahleka okanye ufike khona eza hearts zi nice zi pinki okanye ba ubonakala ukuthi ba icapkisile lento ufaka inhliziyo eqhekeke phakathi no emoji because this is a business email it's not a WhatsApp communication it is something that keep your emails very brief so bhali love letter so bhali so bangathi umuntu bangabe ngathi umuntu ufunda newspaper because one of the things eziyenzeke abantu they fail to communicate especially ke ngokwelixesha siphila kulo ngoku apha abantu basebenza ngo Zoom nandona if for instance office and go to someone's office and knock and say there is something that I needed to discuss with you do you have the time can we talk about it wenze ke ngoku that meeting even if it's just 5 minutes meeting with all the minutes za lo meeting uxa ugqibile uthi ke ngoku as per the discussion that we had this is what these are the things that we agreed upon we agreed that you will do this and this and this by this time and these are the people that are going to be doing it this is the cost of this thing that you are going to do kindly approve these minutes and let me know if there's anything and then I share so those are things that you must always be considering so ungabhale izinto ze emojis ne emoticons nandona you keep it your email brief and you must also understand lani bake kholani babantu bahlendi nabashouta now you can be fired emsebenzini for ushouta omnye umuntu ku email you can be fired for ukuzama ubangaba uthethe ne colleagues zakho it gives the impression that ungumuntu that is not able to relate with other people email is just for work related purposes to for status updates you know for acknowledgements you know for sending attachments mhlambi ze minutes for you know email injalo okanye for keeping people in the loop you know for giving people the heads up about uba remind abantu bangaba kaloku sine meeting 11 o'clock okanye there's a certain project olohlobo email is for those kind of things so kwenza into e complicated and long that can leave people confused ezabanga ngathi wena uyabhulisha, ibe ngathi wena uthanda ukontrol abanye abantu emsebenzini, ngoba abantu ba careful of those things because that can land you into HR. I would also advise that umuntu osebenzayo emsebenzini must learn to understand the email policy okanye the IT policy of that organization, because every organization ne policy yayo.
Okay.
For instance, ku emails zakho, ku email yakho, keep your private email. For instance, namhlanje sesivula o Gmail no Yahoo, and keep the things of the office private. So funa ezinto sizifumanayo, let's say for instance, as a scripture siya sizifumane, siya simedite ne videos ezithunyelwayo nentona,
zithunyelwe
kule nasemsebenzini email, because kuloko you must always remember no email is private. Ukhona umuntu behind the scenes ose IT department. Even you may be short of ne boss yakho na yine access to your email, because no email is private. And also mhlambi someone goes through the server and see some of the things that you are discussing as a personal okanye boni financial into zakho ze finances nento zakho ze bank nento na and esa zinto zeziyake ziyezixabanisa emsebenzini zikwenzela zokuattractela nomona or unnecessary, because kaloku into zakho wena you are not able to differentiate between your private email and your work email. Your work email is owned by the company, it is not yours, and it is solely for the purposes of the company. And kweminye imisebenzi, if you are using your work email as a private email to do your private business, you are actually in contravention of the company rules and regulations. So it's also very important, because iwork email yakho, it's something that you must solely keep for what? For only umsebenzi. That is why it is important that subhala nandoni ku email. Avoid emotional emails, as a emails where there are so many emotions, where your moods are being presented, that unlike some of us, you know, we have five. I just woke up this morning to take my child, so this is the last thing I need right now. So this is ndonga ofuna kumntu avoid. Always keep your email balanced. Always keep your email professional at all times. Ngamanye amaxesha ke mna ke into endayifundiswa yibhosi yami nandisebenza kuye Loop Street apha eCape Town engumlungu, yayisithi kum xa ubhala i-email always ask someone else azoyifunda le emails. Uyabona into enjengaleyo, azokhupha any grammatical errors, azoyiprofuta, akhuphe any emotions, akhuphe yonke into, umcele omnye umntu ongomnye nje umntu objective ayifunde. Ngabe amaxesha ifa unayo umntu ofunda, yibhale i-email uyishiye phaa kudraft, uthathe ibreak ukuhambe before uyihambise, because at that time you'll be shocked xa ubuya ii-mistakes ozazipikisha up, and nohlobo ingqondo yakho izawube ine-perspective edifferent ngayo. Also read your email before you send it. I-email yakho bendisitsho ke ndisithi avoid laa nto uba kwi-email xa ureply uthi reply to all. Yenzeka into yobana ngaba kubhalwe i-email ne uthi ubhalele i-email ubhale i-colleague yakho, because kaloku ufuna uexpose i-colleague yakho nakwabanye i-subordinates okanye nakwezinye ii-colleagues zakho around, and ufuna nebhosi yakho. Zeza zinto zixabanisayo ke emsebenzini eziyana zinee-tensions. Yabona into enjengaleyo, laa nto uba athi umntu ekubhalele i-email abe kopa lona kope lona kope lona, try to keep it as private as possible, because xa ukopa abantu abaninzi it's like ufuna ureporta lona and ufuna expose nakwabanye abantu. Uyabona into enjalo, unless it is something that is tailored for the entire group, then you can do a reply to all. But if it is something that you need to send to your colleague, you can then maybe copy your boss. And as I'm saying to you, that keep your emotions intact ku email and let it just be about work, and try by all means to be cordial and to be positive, because the manner in which you present yourself komnye umntu unendlela la mntu intobana ngaba kuthiwa masikhona nto i-respect breeds respect. So umntu xa umnika intlonipho uye aphendule bhengentlonipho. So it's very important to also consider those things. Don't appear to be pushy, and ku email respond as quickly as possible. So igcine email umntu abhale email Monday uyoyiphendula Wednesday. That is very much unprofessional. Even if you are unable to respond to the email ngela xesha, une right yokuthi kulo mntu, I have noted your email and I do acknowledge the contents of the email thereof. Kindly be informed that I am on the road right now okanye and say busy with a particular project. I will then respond to your email within the next 24 hours. Please accept my sincere apologies for any delays. We are born, and then uthi ke ngoku kind regards Thandi Mthethwa ubhale ke ngoku. So I think that is something that abantu funeka bayinothile, because it make impression ngathi awukhathali ungaphenduli email on time. And also, even if you are attaching a document ku email yakho, inform the receiver, the one who will be reading that, attach, kindly find the attachment titled as so and so and so, and this is what it's all about. It's very important umuntu, because aloko akazi uyazi bangaba wena you have attached something or you've attached a document on an email. So you've got to consider those things. If if email yakho is very urgent, park email, especially like Microsoft Word, you must mark your email as urgent. There must be a difference between just your normal email and your urgent email, because italela e user, okanye the one who's reading the email, it's urgent. We are born. The last thing that I wanted to say, two last things that I wanted to say, that email yakho, you must have your signature line. You must have your signature, Tandim Tetwa, publisher and editor, the name of your company. Most of the time, ke companies, yes, it take one item, benzi bena, pioneers answer for everybody. And then your contact details, it's also very important to be there, so that if a band for any reason they need to contact you, most of the time, it's always very wise. Ubeke contact details zasemsebenzini, ifoni yasemsebenzini, because awufuna uphendula ifoni yakho ngohlobo udla ngoyifoni la uphendula ngabanye abantu siphendula ifoni zethu differently.
Yabona,
and sine tones, sine lantuka, sine ring tones ezi different. So if then you don't have that privilege, put your office number. If you do not have that privilege, you can then put your office number. You can then decide if you want to say xa ugqiba ubhala email yakho uthi warm regards. Email yakho funeka uyishiye kakuhle, ungayishiyi nje umshu umntu iqulumbile. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes.
Yabona? And then warmest regards, or warm regards, or sincerely, or you can say kind regards, or you can say best regards, or you can just say regards. That is, those are the proper ways of you know, of ending your email in such a very nice way. And then lastly, office, let's say you take leave your 3 days or 4 days or whatever time or for the rest of the afternoon, because email out of office phayana ku Microsoft uyakwazi ungena phayana ufike uzisetele email yakho, so that it's an automated message. My apologies that I'm unavailable to attend to your email. I am currently on leave from this date to this date. For any further information, or if you need any assistance from my department, kindly contact so and so or email so and so on this email address. So I hope when I see what that abapula puli, they will be able to get as much information on just email etiquette. Because it is very important, and iyinto ekufuneka sizifunde, singayithathi light, siyitreat like WhatsApp ne SMS nazo zonke ne Facebook DMs and inboxes and all of that. Yona, it's a professional vehicle to be able to help us communicate in a business, in a business world, whether either for a job or for umsebenzi or for anything that will enhance and make your life better.
You know, just in closure, Zimfundis, hey, because you've really like spoken a lot of things, and I'll make an example. Ngam Zabaliti, no, be sacrificial lamb. Kulando yem emojis are always like, especially ukumden interaction I pemsebenzini, especially with regards to loading isemonzi lendo siyenza I live interviews. And I always say, hi uncle, what difago smile. Could you please do us a favor? Vele, I do the normal email thing, like kind regards and whatnot. But I always put that smile, because I'm funa feeling ati I'm giving him orders, but I'm like, you know. So I'm really, really learning a lot today, and I hope nompula puluya funda. But my last question to you, and I really feel like say enza le mistake. Ukhona lam zas lam papa yiso uti yours truly. And I know a lot of people zinza this many emails. And in Ben Gonba, but you are not my truly, if you know what I mean, you know. But umdapali email ati yours truly. When do we use yours truly? When do we use best wishes? Where do we use kind regards? Or is it one of the same thing?
I mean, yours truly, it is not really something that you can use on a professional email.
Yes.
Yours truly, those are parting words that are used by people who have a relationship, let's say sisters and brothers, umdunyano sister wam manyani, no brother wam, I'm theirs truly. So I'm yours truly kuyo. Okanye abantu abathandanayo, okanye abantu abatshatileyo, xa bethetha izinto zabo, and most of the time isiyenziwa phi, xa iyimbalelwano le nto yileta, xa iyileta, not on an email. I would suggest that, you know, best wishes, kind regards, warm regards, sincerely, many thanks. But at least all kind regards or regards or warm regards. Those are the words that you can use. Quick email. But all yours truly. you know, I love you stacks, no thanks, abango TX and all of that, neza zandas pakamileyo, neza hearts and all of that. On a professional email, they say something that that is so casual and so informal, ongas tati serious izinto. And so even in terms of the language, uyos truly kaloku, ngwabantu nyani really that have a relationship in the sense that bayazalana, okanye bayathandana, okanye bachatile, okanye bazi friends, uyabona that have not seen each other for quite some time, very best and good friends, not in a business environment.
Amen. Pulapul, makeskaleze siyango meni kesi abila kakulu mfundisi. That was very, very informative. Pulapul, benjilo, that's ya kloki iso. I think this whole program, generally, like a prophet once in Alena, I think as kwazi nje, yuku ilala once. It will have to be repeated sometime because it's not a once-off thing. Because nyani, these are things that we really need to learn. These are things that we need to practice and actually do, you know. I can imagine to say fundi email ya makomba, wow, I'm so impressed. Ulomdana le email yake and whatnot. So I really agree. Masibaleke esiyengomeni mphulaphulu ubuya kwethu, say vala ke ngoku, state about the importance of networking.